More than $2.5 million was secured for Niagara Falls for COVID-related relief through two federal programs, the Emergency Solutions Grant Program and Housing and Urban Development's Community Development Block Grant Program. Mayor Robert Restaino says the city is ready to distribute $1.69 million of those dollars to several ongoing programs.
We have provided funding to 14 applicants. And we're happy to have been able to fund all of them.
And Restaino says the city is considering holding on to some dollars to have ready when a COVID vaccine is developed so it may acquire a supply. Among the agencies receiving money is Community Missions, whose executive director is Robin Kruger.
It's really an exciting opportunity that what I get in my organization is going to support domestic violence shelters. It's going to support Boys and Girls Clubs. It's going to support people that come from the university and vice versa.
Congressman Brian Higgins, whose district includes the Cataract City, stated that he wished he could have better news, but he pointed to the ongoing holdup of a $3 trillion federal relief bill in the Senate and then delivered an angry criticism of the federal government's handling of the pandemic.
And our nation has not responded well. Utter incompetence. The President of the United States pitting the nation's governors against each other, undermining their ability to collectively try to secure personal protective equipment, ventilators, all the things that are necessary to keep our people alive, safe, and healthy. You want to pit the nation's governors against each other.
Higgins expressed his frustration over unsuccessful efforts to allow more Americans across the border into Canada. He then noted that Canada's effort to address the coronavirus has brought their numbers down while those of the USA are climbing. And he adds that Americans, as a result, are now unwelcome in Canada and in the European Union.
So disaster relief delayed is disaster relief denied. We're all in this together. This is not the fault of one state versus another state.
In Higgins' words, the Senate may eventually do the right thing, but for the wrong reasons, because COVID cases in several states will continue to spike. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.